Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Wipe your toast on me.
When all this is over, Craig, first thing I'm doing, man.
Toast wiping.
It's the top of the list.
Top of the list. I know my my son's got a list the things he's going to do with his girlfriend. I shouldn't say it that way. The things he's going to do with his girlfriend. I shouldn't say it that way. But they have. My daughter's got a bunch of her friends over, so 4 or 5 are tight friends. They got a list of what they're going to do when it breaks. On top of my bucket list, I shouldn't say bucket list. It means you're dying. My list once the virus breaks is wipe my toast on Craig first. After that. Who knows what's going to happen?
It's the only thing on the list.
Right now, it's the only thing. Because I know that's a definite. That's going to happen. Everything else could be just pie in the sky.
I think everybody who knows Craig wants to do that as soon as this is all over.
That's right.
There's going to be a line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm first.
I'm really not making any plans.
Nope, neither am I.
Nah.
Because you're not a 14-year-old girl, Todd.
What? Go to the park. That's not what he tells us.
Didn't want to go there.
I mean, I look at my calendar and... I'm pretty much of the mindset that every trip I had planned this summer, I'm going to have to scrap.
I was talking to a neighbor of mine, appropriate feet away, and he mentioned about vacations are done. I mean, it was a first world problem. I said, well, of course. I said, I wouldn't even think about a vacation.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably
not. Not a summer vacation. What are you? That's just if everybody's counting on that. You got private jet money, maybe. I don't know.
I had a flight booked for this weekend a long time ago. Well, I probably won't be going skiing.
Yeah, obviously not.
Yeah. Yeah. You can still drive to the airport.
Yeah. You can't get down to your favorite bar without a ticket. Remember we did that story, though. It was a guy, did they said the Chick-fil-A was open or something? What was that story we did
before the
pandemic?
It was in some airport.
Some airport, and they wanted
on a Sunday.
It was a college kids.
It was a Sunday. That was the only Chick-fil-A open was the one in the airport.
They didn't open on Sundays anywhere.
I thought that was why they did it.
I forget why they did it. It was something. No, they didn't have no push. The only Chick-fil-A in the area was at the airport.
Okay.
And it wasn't Sunday because Chick-fil-A's don't give any. You know, they hate homos and they're
Sunday.
Also they hate Sundays. That's a blanket policy with Chick-fil-A, not their employees, just their owner that hates gays. But the story was a bunch of college kids got together and they bought the cheapest ticket possible.
$98 plane ticket.
Yeah, and one guy went down and bought a Chick-fil-A and brought it all back for his bus.
Sandwiches.
And I think it's because of a Chick-fil-A. It was the only one in the area.
Albany International Airport.
Right, right.
The other closest one was an hour and a half away.
That was it, yeah.
Yes.
Because that Sunday rule works.
Yep. Oh, and $98 was the cheapest ticket? Because I've seen cheaper tickets than that out there.
Yeah.
Well, once again, there's college kids. I'll put it in $4 probably. Now, you could just... buy the cheapest ticket, go down and drink at your favorite bar there, and also my favorite bar at our airport. You know, where you going, Todd? Nowhere.
So the airport bar.
Going back home.
That's a great point.
Is the
I don't
airport
know.
Bar open.
She listens.
Because that's what I was planning on doing. Is I'm Facebook friends with my favorite bartender at the airport. I could just FaceTime with her Friday afternoon and drink a Bloody Mary. Catch up a little bit.
So it costs $5.50 for each person
to buy the ticket to get them to the Chick-fil-A,
right.
And then they went and spent $227 on food.
Yeah.
15 sandwiches, 15 fries, 13 orders of nuggets, and a bag of cookies.
But once again, Craig, what do we always say about that place? It's a chicken sandwich. Okay. That's a great question because we know people that are still probably flying somewhere. Our bars and restaurants are closed like they should be.
Right. People got to get out.
Can you sit at the bar, the one bar on the one side of the, our international airport?
It actually is an international
airport.
I know it is. They fly to Canada.
I know it is.
Air Canada goes to Toronto.
Yes, it does. Yeah. But once again, they have that one bar.
Well, they have two bars.
On the southwest side. There's a bar on the other side,
too. There's a bar on each side.
Yeah, I drink on both of them.
Right. There's also a restaurant before you get to the security area, and I don't know if any of those are open.
Yeah. If you did the FaceTime thing, you could try to get cut off from your living room.
Yeah. She doesn't cut me off, though. She's cool.
She don't cut me off.
All right. 9.5-toed Luke.
Hey, man. Happy birthday. Belated, by the way.
And congratulations on the lawn mowing. Yeah. You did some lawn mowing over the
weekend?
Appreciate
it. You know, we had a great great weekend. It was nice and safe. Friday night, we got out and did some yard work.
Yeah.
All 19.5 digits still accounted for.
That's right. You're good.
And then... yeah, Saturday I got a year older. They got a little saggier. So, yeah, that's where we're at right now.
Happy birthday.
You're working from home, right?
Yes, we all are working from home.
How's it working for you? Do you like working from home?
You know what? If these oversized mulattos were in school, this would be really awesome. I tell you that much right now.
but now it's not, right? Because they're
and I'm sure I have the same problem that every parent has that has kids in school. Mm-hmm. So they go to school for 8.5-9 hours a day, and they do everything that the teachers tell them to do.
Right.
If we try to sit them down and get 3 solid hours of homework in, it's just like we just started World War III. It's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'd actually rather be in the office, and I'd rather have them in school.
Oh, yeah, we all would. I understand that because we had a couple emails from a couple
different teachers. We got a bunch of emails from teachers.
And one of the guys wants to talk to us, so I think we're going to put him on the air eventually, get a hold of the guy about how he's dealing with this. But you're right. The kids are not paying attention because it's computers. They got all this crap going in their head because of what's going on. So, yeah, it's tough for them, all ages.
They're very distracted.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Very. They are, too, just as much as we are.
Yeah.
I mean, every time a Amazon guy comes to the door, I'm starting to think that I've got them on retainer for some reason.
You know, that was the case at our house before the pandemic. There was a daily visit.
It was, but now all of a sudden, okay, we can't go to the store, so I better order this. Okay, I can't go to the store, so I better order this. It's just ridiculous. But what I call for is, these idiot-ass cowboys that's out here working out together and having parties together. It's almost like they're not reading the news. And it's not just them. A lot of the people in the African-American community don't think that they can catch this. That's why our numbers are so high from us dying so much because of this. It's because we're not taking precaution as we should.
I read a story on Facebook that yesterday that our own Bud Crawford, African American from Omaha, a
boxer,
boxing champion by the way, thinks it's a hoax, and he's just hanging, and I'm thinking, come on, people.
So half the problem with that is, have you read some of his tweets?
No, because
I think he's a little punch drunk. I don't want to go in too much on him.
I'll let you say that.
Some of his tweets are like Leon Spinks talking, but that's a whole other story.
But unfortunately, like guys like that who are pretty famous have the ear of a lot of people. So when you say stupid stuff,
but that's what I'm saying.
Where I saw it on Facebook, the one guy said, one guy agreed with him, and the guy said, "Well, why yell at people? You're allowed to have different opinions." No, you're not in this situation. This is life and death. It ain't different opinions. We're not talking about the stock market, you know.
You're absolutely correct, and I see, actually, you guys may not think this, but I do have, like, some black friends, and when I look at their timelines, I see the same thing. Do you know anybody that actually have it?
Oh, my God.
Doesn't make a difference. It's there. It's real. Keep your black ass in the house and survive.
Are they watching the 800 people death count every day in New York City? 800 a night?
Honestly, Tyler, I don't think so. And like I said, me and my close buddies, we all get it. Good. We all know what's here. Yeah. Hell, we had a Zoom for my birthday this weekend. It was about 12 of us on Zoom, and we sat around and got drunk for 4 hours and BS the whole time. So you can have a social distance party and have it be fun. You know, you don't have to show up to somebody's house right now.
Now, I've seen those. When you have 12 people up there, only one can talk at a time. So who dominated the conversation?
Yeah,
was that you?
Hey, it was a lot of brothers doing a lot of yelling. But you know what? When you're drunk and you're talking to people halfway across the country that's in the same boat as you, you'll still make it work and you still have a good time.
I did that too a couple weeks ago. Hey, do you miss Naked LD in person?
No. Unfortunately, we still have these virtual meetings. So we all get together sometimes, and every day we all get together. So I see that ugly mug still more than I need to.
But you know what? You know he doesn't have pants on.
Oh no, not at all. Well, he may because everybody at his household is also working from home.
Oh,
so
that's right.
I don't know
okay.
if he...
the kids are there.
So,
All right.
Oh, so he can't have
exactly.
His,
ain't nobody got time for that.
He can't have a little in-home nudist colony thing going on because the kids are there.
The kids are there, and I'll go, Dad, put your pants on. Not want to see that.
And besides, Tyler, I've got that picture of his screen saved on my computer anyway. I see his naked ass all day long.
You're a sick man, Luke.
Oh, from Old Man Ass Quarterly.
Old Man Ass Quarterly. Yeah,
that is my motivation to get through every day. I'd like to thank Lynn Dog. That's just my motivation.
By the way, that has suspended publication as well. Old Man Ass
Damn.
Quarterly.
Hopefully,
it'll get up and running again soon.
I don't have a good feeling about it. Yeah, I think this might be the end of them.
It could be.
The pandemic killed Old
shame.
Man Ass Quarterly.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I think it could happen.
Another periodical done. All right. Hey, be safe. Thanks for calling in, brother. Happy birthday, man.
Hey, you guys, too. I appreciate the love, fellas, and keep on doing what you're doing.
Thanks, man. Right.
Careful with the mowing.
Yeah, take care, bud.
Yeah.
All right, Jim writes on the email, my son flew from Rhode Island to San Diego for the Navy on Saturday. 3 connections, no airport bars, no on-flight liquor.
Oh, my God. I had to show up completely hammered at the airport. But he's flying for the Navy, so he probably can't get drunk. He's probably in uniform. Man, that'd be tough.
Just have to have pockets full of shooters.
I'm sneaking some airline bottles if I had to get on the plane somewhere. They're going to be inserted somewhere. Yeah. God, you're right. No, why would they have airport bars open? You're right, Todd, because they can't. They can do everything else closed, especially because people are actually flying across state lines, so they don't want coronavirus or the COVID going from one town to the next just via the bars and airports.
Yeah.
Right?
They could sell like beers in the little magazine stands and stuff.
Yeah. They could swab down the alcohol in the plane, don't you think?
You would think.
You know what? They're making alcohol like it's not important, but we all know it is.
I don't think they're serving anything on flights right now.
Apparently not.
There's no in-flight service of any sort.
They might hand you a bottle of water, maybe, but even then.
No, I don't. I know I'd read that Southwest had said they were suspending all in-flight service of any kind.
So sit down, let's go.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
No pretzels? Nothing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're thirsty? I don't care.
Yeah.
The Isle Donkey can openly not care what you want.
Yeah. They did for years. Now they can openly do it.
Yeah,
right?
It's fine now.
Nope.
Yeah.
Can I get it? Nope. No, you can't. Sit down. Yeah.
If there's nobody on the plane and the crew still has to be on there, they still required to go through the whole safety spiel at the beginning?
Good question.
Law's a law. You mean like nobody on the plane?
Yeah, if there's
not
no passengers.
Not one person. No, I wouldn't think so. That'd
probably
be
not.
That'd be just idiotic. You're not talking to anybody.
Right. It'd be real dumb.
Because I do
so they probably do it.
You know, yeah. Planes that take off without any passengers because the plane has to be somewhere.
Yeah, we were talking about that. That's what Mike said when he checked in our pilot buddy.
But I read last week that...
So you can virtual. She's out of work too, obviously.
A normal day. Yeah. TSA will see about 2 million people. Mm-hmm. It was down to like 100,000. The day that I read.
And a bunch of TSA tested positive, too. I saw that. Tested positive. A bunch of TSA tested positive. I read that.
There you go. There you got it.
Yeah, sorry.
Where was it?
I think it's all over. I think it was in general. I mean,
we're like seeing so many people.
TSA. Yeah. All right, Craig. How was your weekend, Nick? Alone with the family for 3 days. Oh, you worked Friday at your other job, right? So you got out that
day. Yeah, I was there Saturday, too, which I think my family was thankful for.
Oh, good. You get to go out for Saturday? Okay. Well, so the kids, everybody, of course, Saturday was the best day, weather-wise.
Yeah. Well, I just got home and mowed.
It was gorgeous Saturday.
That was nice. Well, yeah, and all the, I don't know, it's kind of, like, my daughter, especially, she's trying to make it seem like, oh, Dad, but even those, it's just like, when I'll say something and she'll be like, what? You can tell it's like not even inspired anymore. She's just over it.
Even
she's
her
like,
hate's not
she's just running
anymore.
Through the motions. Yeah.
I gotta act like I hate Dad now. Damn it. Okay. Yeah.
Like I see through it.
I was involved in 2 games of Monopoly this weekend.
Oh God.
To the end.
Oh.
Both of them ended.
Man.
Did you win?
No. Neither of them.
That sucks.
No.
Yeah.
I helped on a puzzle a little bit.
Oh, but, Jesus.
I have a very short attention span. I'm not much puzzle help.
You have a big jigsaw puzzle lay on the kitchen table or something?
Yeah, it's in the living room.
Oh, God, that's horrible. What is it? A couple of dogs, probably even?
About 6 dogs.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
How would you guess?
Of course it is, man.
It's dogs catching treats.
Come on. Oh, jeez.
I'm not making that up.
Todd's just going to wait till it's done and then try to spot the poop in the picture.
You can look
it's right
that.
There.
Yeah. Did you pick out any pieces?
Oh, I
jigsaw
have.
Puzzles are just
I was a little,
annoying as hell.
I'm a little bit of help.
Yeah.
On occasion.
Is it one of those things where you both just kind of walk by it here and there and spend 2 minutes looking at it and go, there's one, and then just move on?
No, Christy will hunch over it for 30 minutes at a time or so. I'll walk along and
say, nobody got time for that.
I'm good for about 5 minutes.
I'd rather scout poop than
maybe
do this.
Maybe a couple of pieces. But Christy's been at the sewing machine a lot. She got a call from the med center.
Oh, good.
They picked 275 people to crank out masks, and she was one of them.
Good
so
for her.
She puts out about 40 to 50 a day on a good day.
Good for her. You helping out with that? She teach you how to do that?
No.
Okay, good. Sew your fingers in there when you're
just
all
point
high.
Out the elastic. There's the elastic.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Ow! And you put your fingers in the sewing machine.
Yeah.
Oh, I can handle the needle.
Yes, you can. And the spoon.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It was 50 years ago today.
The 1970. On this date. In 1970.
Yeah.
I might remember where I was.
Oh, I have no idea.
Give me a hint on what we should know this.
Well, you want the audio?
Sure.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem. We've had a main beam undervolt.
Roger, main beam undervolt. Okay, stand by. 13, we're looking at it.
Apollo 13.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Yeah.
You know, a movie that you know everybody lives in, if it could be that dramatic, is crazy. You know, I didn't know all the details and how they saved it, but Apollo 13 was a great movie. Tom Hanks, Bill Paxton, and Kevin Bacon. We know that they live. Well, most people know. I'm sure people went into that movie not even knowing that. But we know that they made it back to Earth. But watching that movie, you get lost in it. It's an amazing flick. You ever seen it? It's really good.
No.
Yeah, it's great.
It's really good.
You're like on the edge of your seat.
You're on the edge of your seat.
Knowing the outcome.
And you know they live.
Yeah.
You know?
But you want to know how they got through it.
But even then, I think it just shows how great that is. Ron Howard directed that, right? Yeah. So
I rewatched it.
They were about 4/5 of the way to the moon when an oxygen tank burst. The nation watched and waited as the crippled spacecraft and its crew members miraculously made it back to Earth.
Any of those guys still with us?
Tom Hanks is.
Yeah, Paxton died, and Bacon's still alive, right?
Jim Lovell was...
Ron Howard's still around?
Ron Howard's still kicking, yeah.
So. Jim Lovell was 42 at the time.
Well, he's 92 then.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh, right. Lovell's alive?
He's still alive.
Jack Swigert was the command module pilot. He was 38 at the time.
He died in 82.
Okay.
And Fred Hayes, still alive.
All right.
You think they're pissed now that they got sent up in a machine that has less technology than a cell phone now?
At the time, they didn't know
that. Yeah, way less.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy?
You sent me in a rocket to the moon that has less technology than my cell phone. The hell
got something to say? Follow us on Twitter at TND Radio Empire.
Sorry.
And tweet back.
Hit the wrong one.
Something
there.
I said?
No.
Did I trigger something?
No. We have too much technology on our show. And for some reason, I'm screwing it up today.
I think those guys are saying, we don't need no stinking computers to get to the moon.
Oh, yeah. You're right. They're
you're
old school.
Right. Yeah.
You people are so smart.
Yeah, you're right.
My ass. I got a slide rule.
They got no email.
Yeah. I get my ass to the moon with a slide rule.
We had a crank shift and a plastic hose.
Yeah, grandpa's. Shut up, grandpa. They're getting a lot of that. Yeah. Or great grandpa for that matter.
I had to pull start the rocket.
Yeah, don't bring it up around grandpa. Last night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.